Not a problem. Okay. I don't have to do with this. Okay. Very nice. All right. We will start. Okay. We are in Chelek Gemol. Perek Beis. So Ramchal is saying that the Rebbeinu Hashem set up that there is a way, even though there are rules to the Teva, however, there is a way that one could tap into to Ruchnius, and that Ruchnius could somehow break the Gvulet HaTeva. And it's starting to be Masvir that, according to certain rules. So Ais Gimel says, "Miklal ha'inin hazeh ois, kinei kvar biyarnu hayoyis ha'odam harkovo shoshnei hapochim." We have already explained that a person is made up of two opposite things, a guf and a neshama. V'nei nigbala bo'i ha'neshama, v'nikshara b'chukim shenikshara. The neshama has a gvul to it, being that it's now in the guf, so it's not free reign of Ruchniyah, so to speak, and has Gvulim, being that it is tied up into the Guf. So it comes out that a person and his neshama being in the Guf is restricted by the rules of the Guf and the rules of Chaymer, of Gashmiyah. And therefore his neshama, which is kulei ruchni, is tied up in these ropes, and there's no way for him to get out of them. V'ulam, ratza adam baruch hu shi'iya derech la'adam shi'yuchal lehispateach benikzas mivikishuri ha'gufaniyat hazeh v'shal sh'leisav. There is, the Rabbi Hashem wanted, that there should be a way that a person could free himself partially from the knots of the guf, the shal shalaisav, and chains, v'agila inyanim shalai kemishvat ha'gufaniyat. And he should be able to reach different types of inyanim that are not normal, that cannot usually be reached according to the rules of Gashmias, ala kemishvat ha'ruchaniyat. Rather, it's like the rules of Ruchniyat. V'yidei zeh tagi alai haskala v'hasaga baruchanim v'inyanayim. And through that, he will be able to get and to attain haskala v'hasaga baruchanim. Seichel, different types of levels of understanding and perception in ruchnius, masha yeneder mimenu lefi matzavei ha'gashmius gvulo. Something that being tied up in the gashmius did not allow him to get such haskala, to get such knowledge, or reach such levels of understanding. However, now he's able to get it through the ruchnius. The chen tala biyada yoyser hamodes hamitzius kula mamata v'atoyv hanoyis b'hem l'maylo l'mata b'sharoshim v'anofim. And through this, he will become elevated. He will become better through this understanding. Meaning, not the pshat is that he's only going to get greater hasagas, but rather everything that he does in this world, everything that he does is going to be stronger because his kaya haruchni has become stronger. And therefore, if his kaya haruchni has become stronger, so the entire metzias, everything that he does, has a stronger effect. Not only in the olam haruchnius, but even the olam hagashmius, which is the avoid of mankind in this world, to be maila the entire olam hagashmius through doing ruchnias pulas, doing mitzvahs, doing the Torah, doing all these things. So if a person is able to tap into a stronger level of ruchnias, that means everything he does is on a stronger eifen. And therefore, it has a stronger effect everywhere. Lamala, whether it's above, lamata, b'sharashim, v'anafim, whether it's in the roots, whether it's down here in the anafim, everything has a stronger effect in the tikkunim that the person does. Vine. Hechina achafma yoyna sheimata bitu ligvule migvule teva achaymer. The Rabbeinu Shalom have prepared that there should be a way to be mevatel these gvulim, these boundaries, these restrictions that a person has because of he's in this world, he's chaymer, he's gashmius, because he's in Eilam Hazeh, things that normally are mavdil, they separate a person and they keep him far away from inyanim ruchnim. Again, like we said before, a person will be released from being tied up by them. He will go to such a madrega that is elevated from his massive in the Gashmiistic world until he'll have a shaykhis, he'll have a kesher, he'll have an inyan with ruchanim, with malachim, with kaychis to ruchanim, that don't have a shaykhis to Gashmiist. And normally being a Gashmi, you can only tap into other Gashmias things. But by elevating oneself above the Gashmias, as we'll see how he'll do that, he has a way that he could tap into Malachim and Inyanim that are totally separate from Gashmias Ruchanim. The chiddush is, he's still in Olam Hazeh, he's still in his body, HaChashuch, this dark body, meaning Minyani Ruchni, it's Chashuch. And normally, according to the set rules that we've had, there's no way that he should have a shaykhus to inyanim ruchanim. However, with this exceptions and these ways to override the rules, there will be a way for him to do it. That's how the Rabbeinu Shalom set it up. V'ulam loikol gvulas hateva huchach sheyivutzu. However, like the rest of everything that is going on here, there's rules to the rules, and there's rules to the exceptions to the rules, and there's rules to how to override the other rules. Everything has rules to it. So that means to say, not all gvulos hateva could become batel. You can't get out of everything. Elikseth man, there's only some of them. Which ones? Again, oisam sharasa achach mal yoyna heyoytzei noyse kavona akvali shalan haga. The whole point of mankind is Mimala the Bria, to bring it to a Shleimus. The Rabbeinu Shalom set up the rules, everything, with that in mind, that a person should be able to do this. So this overriding the rules and connecting with the Ruchnias is also only on the Derech that the Rabbeinu Shalom set up that is good for Kavana HaKlali Yashalan Haga. It will help out with bringing to the Shleimus of the world. So because the Rabbeinu Shalom felt it necessary that not only should a person should be able to bring the world to its shleimus in the Gashmias, but you should have a way to be Ma'iri yourself to Inyanim Ruchaniyim, and that will help bring the world to its shleimus. It's part of the Kavana HaKlalis. Therefore, he allowed this to happen. Therefore, he set up this system. But again, it's not just freedom, because if you're freedom from your body, so then you're back to being a malach, or you're back to out of the world of Gashmias. That's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. He wants in the world of Gashmias. He'll give you tools. He'll give you ways that you could, through your own actions, be miley yourself to a point that you could tap into Ruchnias and use that to bring the world to its shleimus. However, it's all with the Kavana, keeping the Kavana Tabriya to bring it to its shleimus through Gashmias, keeping that the way it's supposed to be. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave tools for it to be done. So therefore, again, he stays in his guf. A person is monastic himself to the point that he becomes an neshama and forgets his guf. It has to remain there because that's part of the bria. The gamela b'tzayim nisharim adrochim yidu mitachlus adiktuk. And even these things, even these bitul hagashmias that we're talking about here, they also have certain tzayim to them, certain drachim. Everything is with an exactness to it. Everything is the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants it. Okay. The ulam.
Okay,
The Rabbeinu Shel Olam set up emsayim la'adam shebahem yuchal la'asig ha'tachlis hazeh. There are ways, there are mediums, there are tools that a person could use to reach this tachlis in yirtzeh if he wants, v'yishtadobo. Da'aynu bitul v'ulei ha'teva ela mimenu, v'hatsiv atzmei b'matzav shezakarnu, v'chol inyanam tali b'mashah fashayu ata. So this is, he's going to explain it now exactly how it works. Da. Kinei nisvar shekiyum kalamitsiyus kulam v'chlolam ufrotem eina ela adem baruchu. We have explained that the kiyum of all mitsiyus, v'chlolam ufrotem, is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'nimtza shekol hanimtzayis v'sidreyem, everything that is in this world, meaning the nivraim in the world, the nimtzayis, the things that were created, the sidreyem, and the rules of the things that have been created. These rules is what we would call the laws of nature, like gravity and these type of things. Beimasha b'kaychos al yainim, whether we're talking about in kaychos al yainim and ruchniya things, beimanivroim aruchanim, beimigashmiyim, einan misgaimim ala b'mashu yisbarach shumay nimtza lehemli talitzvay. Everything that exists is because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is making it exist. There is nothing that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has let go. There's nothing that's here on its own. He's mechadish b'tuvay b'chol yom tamim ma'asev reishis. Everything the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is constantly recreating at every moment. And if he's not giving kayach, he's not giving a shefa, so it wouldn't exist anymore. It's constantly, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is creating and giving it its existence. V'nehu nimso mizgala kol nimsov. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a nimsa, he's around, he exists. Umisgal al kol nimsov. And he reveals himself to all creations. How does he reveal himself? Umashpia bo. The way he does it is through his hashpa. Kiti masheroi lehem lekiyam inyonim. What is necessary for it to exist, that's how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is misgala. The very fact that the thing exists, the very fact that it's still here, that's because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is being megala himself through that thing. The nimsa hashpa'is rabbis v'shaynei. So it comes out the different hashpa'is from Hashem are many, and they're different. Kifi ribra and the kavim v'shinuyam. It depends on every single thing, and the bria is a result of Hashem's hashpa, a result of it being mekabel hashpa from Hashem. Everything in the bria is different. So therefore, there's a different hashpa for everything. These hashvois is what keeps all existence, everything according to their divisions, according to their levels. So everything is dependent on Hashem's hashva. The way his hashva goes, it's how everything, starting up in their makar and down to the world, exists. The kabu hamalachim yaris baruch shemayam iskala aleim. After the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is megala himself in the sharashim, it goes to the malachim. Mashi yikablu v'yashvi al yainim mitachtainim mehem, and it goes down. Batachtainim tachtainim atzayv v'yishtal shus kulei. This inyan of yishtal shus, which we've talked about many, many times, that's how everything starts off in the lamas al yainim and makes its way down to the lamas atachtainim. So the Mefarshim explain a little bit over here, and they say that basically this Ishtalshus is what would be called a Tzimtzum HaHashpa. We're minimizing, we're condensing the Hashpa, because the lower a thing is, the closer you get to the Gashmias, so the less of a Hashpa it could be Mekabel. The higher the thing is in the Olam of Ruchmias, so it could be mekabel more of Hashem's quote-unquote ruchnius. As it gets closer to this world, the hashba gets smaller. Now, it's necessary for the hashba to get smaller as it gets closer to this world, because it's impossible for the bria to b'chlal b'saivel, to b'chlal b'kaila, to get at all direct hashba from Hashem. It would be impossible. That our ruchani, this world can't hold such a thing. It's impossible. Whether it can't, or there'll be mevatel bechira, however you want to say it, but it's impossible. That's not the way the world could exist. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the hashba needed for the everything in this world to exist has to be a certain amount of ashva in the lamas al yainim. But as it makes its way down, it becomes more condensed and smaller in order that we could make its way down to this world, and we, the world, could be Mekabalist, and still we would have Bechira, the world could still exist. It's not the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that would be if we would get it directly from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Over here he brings down a Netziv, which I didn't get a chance to look up, but the Netziv seems to explain the Inyan of Makas Bechairis and the saving of the Bechairi Yisrael in this Inyan. And he says that, he says a Lashon that the Mekar of all life, of all existence, of any creation, is the same Mekar. Everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. However, as things make its way down, certain things go towards the avenue of Kedusha, and certain things go to the avenue of Tumah, because even the Kaisas HaTumah is all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's all plugged into the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the main generator. So therefore, if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will be Megala himself, everything will come home to the Gilui Shechina. That means the Tumah will come home to the Gilui Shechina, and the Kedusha will come home, so to speak, to the Gilui Shechina. It will all go back to its Mekar. So therefore, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam went in through in Mitzrayim from Akas Bechayres, Ani V'loy Malach, it was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself, so all the Koiches HaRuchanim in the world, including the Tumah, went to greet the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, this is an abnormal way of things happening, because as we said, there has to be a Tzimtzum. Now, it can't exist that the Gilui Shechina of above and should meet up, so to speak, with the Hishtalshelus below. We said it can't exist that way. It's too much for it. That means even as it's Mitzamtzem itself, you would think, but it's the same thing, the lower Madreg of Kedusha, as it's Mitzamtzem, can't handle the Gilui Shechina of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, when Hashem came through, which he usually doesn't do, so he comes through Mitzrayim, his Ani Hashem. He doesn't usually come to Gilui Shechina in the world. So these Kaisas came out to meet him. They came out to meet him, so they got a Shefa from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that they were not ra'i for, they were not able to handle, and therefore they got damaged from it, meaning they couldn't exist anymore. So that was Gairim, that all the Bechairim should end up dying. However, the truth is, all the Bechayim of Yisrael should end up dying too. Everyone should end up dying, right? So therefore, that's why we say, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, that Kaddish Likol Bechar, every time he says that the Bechayim are Kaddish, why are the Bechayim Kaddish? Because I saved them. Well, what do you have? Why did Hashem have to save them? He had to save them from Makas Bechayim. Why did Hashem have to save Makas Bechayim? Only go kill them with the Bechayim Yisrael, and don't kill the Bechayim Yisrael. They don't have to be saved. But according to the way this Netziv is saying, he's saying the Pshat is it was a Metzias. When the Rabbeinu Shalom's Gilui Shechina came, now I don't know why everyone should have been saved, why only the Bechayim, but I guess maybe there's some special Kedusha to the Bechayim, I don't know. I didn't look it up. But so he's explaining that as the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kedusha went through, all Kedusha as Bechar, we'll say, went out to greet him. Went out to its Makar, it felt a pull. The problem is it wasn't right for it. It's lower down on the totem pole, so to speak. It can't handle this Gilui Hashem. It can't handle the Gilui Hashem, so what happens if too much Kedusha comes somewhere? It could damage. It could be mazik, right? What kind of salvation used to say, what would be if David HaMelech would walk into the room here? What would we all do? We all drop dead. We all turn into Galshal Atzamah. So we won't be able to handle the Kedusha. Just to say, if such Kedusha would come here, and the Shaman would just fly away. Just there's levels. The person can't just be amongst any Kedusha. So if the Kedusha is Hashem, and the Inyanim Ruchnim, so went through, so all the Chayrim should have died. Hashem made it that only the Mitzriim ended up dying. So the Mitzriim ended up dying, and the Bechayri Yisrael ended up being saved. So Hashem said, I saved you from what you should have died. So therefore, you're Kaddish and you need a mitzvah of pigeon aben. So So that's the idea here, that there's a symptom of the Hashpah. The Ishtaushalus is because this world itself can't be Mekabel the Gilui Shechina. But we're seeing a bigger chiddush from the Netziv, that even the Ruchnius in this world can't be Mekabel something that's too high for it. It can't go all the way back to the generator. It would be like a power surge. So you have try to plug in something that's farther away and plug it into the generator, so thousands of watts of power, when it only needs 30 watts, it'll blow the thing up. That's the idea. So now the Ramchal continues. V'amnon ratza Hashem yisbarach liyaznikar b'shem. Hashem wanted to be called by a name. Why? What does Hashem need to be called by a name for? Kedei sheyuchlu ruav liyisayra alav v'likroyesei. Because he wanted his creations liyisayra alav. Meaning, it's going to say v'likroyesei, to call to him. But it's not just, Hashem's not just giving us his name in order that we should call out to him. It's mahu afasa. We're supposed to go in the drachim of Hashem. Liyisayra alav to the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we should be ma'ayra ourselves to act like the Rabbeinu Shalom, to go bidrachav. That's how the likra yisayi will call him, laskiroi v'liyiskariv alav, to mention his name and to come close. V'neyicha l'chvayde Hashem yuchav v'amar lov zeshmi loylam. So Hashem made Hashem ha-miyuchav, and he said zeshmi loylam. And this is a general name which describes the Rabbeinu Shalom as who he is. Obviously, according to what he wanted us to know. That's the Shem HaMiyucha, that's Yudke Vavke. But then, according to the different Hashvayis that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives, so there's other names. There's Elikim, is Din, and Adnus, is Mela, is Malchus, and all different types of names that the Rabbeinu Shalom has, showing his different Hanhagas. Why? In order that we should understand what these Hanhagas are, and if we understand what they are, so then it's Mahu Afata. So the Svarim explain it also like a tree. Everything is like a tree. So you have the tree itself is the Shem HaMiyuchah. That's the Shem HaVaya. Then you have these main branches coming off the tree, and that's the seven Shem and Shein and Nimchakim. The seven Shemas of the Rabbeinu Shalom that are often to be, we call them in Nimchakim, they're often to be erased. So those are the Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, Elikim and Adnus and Kel. These names are Shakai, these names are the seven Shem and Shein and Nimchakim. And then from there, there's other branches which are called in the Mepharshim as Kinuyim, almost as nicknames. Well, not that they are nicknames, but they are not as general as Havaya and the other ones. And you have Rachum, and you have Chanon, and you have all other things. And not only that, some we've said many times that the Oisiyos of the Torah, according to some ways of breaking up, are all Shem HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some say that they could be broken up in different ways. Others say even the Psukim as we have them are Raimas to different Hanhagas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Like they explain, I don't know what any of this means, but they say V'hinei Be'er Basada is one of Hashem's Hanhagas. Shloish Edrei Tzayin Raiv Tzimalel is another of Hashem's Hanhagas. And the Sifrei Kabbalah show that even the Torah, the way we have it, it's not even broken up differently, is our rhymes on different of Hanhagas of Hashem. So therefore, those are all like the branches of this tree, the smaller branches as you go on, of the names that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be called according to his different Hanhagas and his different Hashvayis, which is not just that he should be many names. Again, it's that we should understand how he deals with the Bria, because our job is Valach to the Jachav, Mahu afasa. Vine gazer v'chakak shebehazke brua v'shemai yimashech lehem nimenu ha'ara v'ashpa. So the Rabbeinu Shalom set up in this world that when you mention his name, when his briyos mention his name, and again, it's not just mentioning the name. Hazkir over here doesn't necessarily mean mentioning. It's also miloshen zechira. It's a loshen of understanding what the Rabbeinu Shalom's name is, what it represents. It's his bainimus. in what we're talking about, so then a person could draw a ha'ara nashpa from it. If the name Rachum is Rachmanis, Hashem's Hanhaga, if a person understands how to mention it, how to be mitzvahin in what it means, in the right kavanis of what the name Rachum, he could be mashbi'an himself, the Rachmanis, and every name is like that. So that's the name over here, Shebahazkebuah. It's not just to say it. Hazkir Lashon Zchir, like we're saying, is a Lashon of remembering it, of understanding it. He says it, Reb Chaim Freeland, it says a very interesting diyuk in the Avodah of Musaf Yom HaKippurim. It says over there, Kishal Yushaimim Et Hashem Yoytzei Mipi Kayin Gadol. Funny Lashon, Yoytzei Mipi Kayin Gadol. Shouldn't they heard the name going out from the mouth? She said, Nemar Mipi Kayin Gadol. They heard the name being said from the Kayin Gadol. So he wants to say that the Lashon Yoytzei means not just being said. It's more inclusive than that. It means that he understood exactly what the name represents. That when the Kohen Gadol said the name of Hashem, the Yudke Vavke, when he said it, on Yom Kippur, and this is part of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he should become into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and go there. It's not just walking in there. This is getting as close to Hashem as possible, to understanding Yudke Vavke to the best of mankind's ability. So therefore, when he came to the point that he said Hashem's name on Yom Kippur, he was Yoytzei Mipi Kayin Gadol. It was an understanding. It was the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam not just being said, it was with all its kavanas and with all its process. So that's this diuk over here of Yoytzei Mipi Kayin Gadol. But that's the idea, lahazkir bruv eshmoi, chinyin shenemer b'chol amokam asher azkir eshmi. And this is what the Rebbeinu Shalom says, in any place asher azkir eshmi, and azkir eshmi means, not that I will mention my name, it means I will give you rishus to be mazkir my name, meaning I will give you rishus to use this anhaga. Because again, the Rebbeinu Shalom, even if he set up the Bria that you could do this, it's only if he's allowing it to happen. So if it's a place where we're mazgir the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, Avay Alecha V'Rachticha, says the Rebbeinu Shalom, then I'll reciprocate, and you'll have tapped into this, whatever it is, whichever shame it is, whatever you're trying to do. V'ulam kifi Hashem she'az kiru v'yikruvay, according to the name that you say, and that you understand, and you say, "Kach tiyashpa nimshechas ayideas karahi." So that'll be the hashpa. Pirish ki hashpa shetimashech tiyami min oisah hashpa shal sayda nityachas layisbarach shmaya shemahu. That hashpa will be part of the hashpa that name is based on. Va'amnam min mashech hashpa tivaleh behechra tovah hamukukekas la. When this hashpa now comes out, when there'll be this hashpa from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so there's a certain result. When the hashpa comes, there's a result that comes out. When you push the button and you activate it, as it activates, then there's a result. What's the result of what you did? Because it has to make its way down. So you've activated it all the way up in the Ruchnias, in Rachum, all the way up in the Ruchnias. What? Then it has to make its way down through the entire Hishtashulus down to this world. And he says again, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has restricted this to certain gvulim and certain tznayim, shetiyah haskara nishlemes bayam, simashech hashpa ahibi tzivola teilada. When the haskara has every single process necessary, there's obviously a whole checklist that's necessary till you'll get the hashpa to be activated. The hashpa will be activated at a certain time. It's not just, let me do it, or my own hispainanus. There's a special way of doing it. When you'll do all these tznayim, then the hashpa will happen, with the results, without that it won't work. The part of the hashpa is that the Rebbeinu Shalom set out, meaning Till now, we could have understood there's hashpa'is that are necessary in the world, rachmanis. For, if we get more in detail, the world needs rain, for example. So if I know how to tap into whatever name Hashem uses to give rain, and I know how to fulfill all the tznayim, and I mention it, and I'm mazker, and then I do it, I'll bring rain to the world. So I have tapped into an inyan ruchni and gotten the hashpa activated, and it has an effect on this breeze. That's one way a person could be mamshech hashpa to the world. But again, that is still in chukas ha-teva, right? I could bring things that perhaps I'm overriding the system a little bit, because that's not the normal way. The normal way is Hashem wants it to rain, I'll make it rain, or whatever the details of how it should work. That I personally should be, or I go daven for rain, could be that's also part of teva and Hashem will bring it. But that I should go and be able to push the rain button and make it come, okay, that's overriding the rules a little bit, but it's still in the teva. I need rachmanis in this world. I'll push the rachmanis button and I'll bring it here. But now we're saying that it's possible, in this paragraph he's going to say, it's possible you should be able to activate Hashka, that when it comes and the result is whoever it reaches, he started off the whole parrot talking about, you could tap into Ruchniyas, and you could be mevatel the rules of Teva. So some of these Hashbois, when they come into the world, it will be mevatel the Gvulos HaTeva. And the person could become attach himself to Nimtzayim HaRuchanim, into Malachim. For example, we started off in the beginning of the parak talking about Kvitzas HaDerech. What's Kvitzas HaDerech? Kvitzas HaDerech doesn't mean that you fly quickly. If you flew quickly, theoretically, you'd pass by every single stop on the way. That's not Kvitzas HaDerech. Kvitzas HaDerech means I went in a moment, I went from point A to point C without passing through point B. So I would go very quickly, I'd pass over point B to get to point C. Kvitzas HaDerech means I went from A to C and I didn't go through B. How's that possible? Metzius, the Teva, if you want to go to A to C, you got to go through B. That's the Metzius, you have to. But Kvitzas HaDerech, done through Inyanim Ruchanim, is Mevatel the Gvulos HaTeva. Mokoim is part of Teva. That's the Gvul in the Teva. There's space. If I want to go from one place to another, there's ways to do it. But if I go through the Inyanim Ruchniyim, I could be Mavasa these rules. Something, again, very hard for us to understand. We have no clue what that means. But as we explained last time, the fourth dimension is you want to go through, you could somehow get into the world of Ruchniyis and circumvent the whole business. So therefore, that's this idea here. You could be Mashpia on yourself, which whatever shame for Kvitzas HaDerech is used, I have no idea, but you'll be mevatel when the Hashba comes to you, Yaakov Avinu at Kvitzas HaDerech. He ended up back where he was without passing through all the places. So that is a way of breaking through the Gvulos HaTeva. Now, not only that, like he's saying now, a person could be Mekasha with Nimtzayim HaRuchaniyim. Through this, he could end up having a Shaychis to Malachim, which is not something normally you could do in the Teva. Your guf doesn't allow you to talk to Malachim. And you could find out things, and you could have seichel, all different types of enlightenment, and all different types of things that are much greater and higher that's impossible for normal mankind to have. And there are other inyanim that are also part of this. And what's that? Ru'inyin madrega taruach hakodesh v'nevuah. This is how, this is like the hakdama taruach hakodesh v'nevuah. In this way, you're just tapping into malachim somehow. And malachim, similarly to the inyan of dreams that we talked about, sometimes a malach will tell you something in a dream, and it'll make its way down. It's not as clear as if you'll hear it directly, because as we said, the dimyain makes all types of falsehood and all types of things into it. Here, a person could tap into the malachim and also find out things. It's not Ruach HaKodesh yet, it's not Nevuah yet, but this is slowly working the way up to the explanation of what Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah is. I think Ruach HaKodesh is in the next parak, is Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Behine, Gazar, Shamshachas, Hashbos, Eile, Gam Kein Tia, Idei, Amsoish, and Zakarnu. These hashkoyos are also through the medium that we said, the hainu shmoisav yisparo shmeh mityachtem wel shem hashkoyos ha'ilah. This is not a magic. None of this is magic. It's not just unexplainable. There are shemas of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Every anhaga, every single prat of the Bria is dependent on a certain shem. As we said, if every letter or all these words in the Torah or psukim in the Torah are different shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's Be'er Basada? I have no idea. But it must be some anhaga in the Bria. We know very clearly the sticker ones, Racham Lechanan and all these other ones, Tzvaka, all the different ones, however many you want to, as many as we know, they're very few. Because if every single thing in the world is Ashpav, the Rabbeinu Shalom, and Anhaga, every kiyum in the Bria, every single thing is because of his Ashpav on a certain level, so there has to be thousands and millions and billions and trillions, however many numbers, of Anhagas, of Ashpav, of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, there are so many things. If a person knows then how to tap into a specific one, so therefore he's able to get a certain anhaga. He's able to get a very detailed anhaga too. Rachum is very general. I need rachmanis. What do you need rachmanis in? I need in this thing, I need that Indian. Well, water down rachmanis, when Hashem, it goes from rachum, but then it goes, branches off into 100 million different types of rachum. So how do I know which one is the one coming to me? So how do I know which hashpah I need? I don't know. But that's how it works. So therefore, if I need a specific one, I have to know which one to tap into. That's obviously all the Sifrei Kabbalah telling us all the different types of things. So when all of these hashpahs are through the Amtsai, which means the Shmais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are in charge of that hashpah, the Chavin Ben Machshevet Halev, if a person is Mechavin, or he mentions them with his mouth, or he's able to be mitzarif them with certain words. Like we said before, this is the inyanim, you find that sometimes shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not specific names, but you can have psukim that the Rosh Teva is like Anabekayach. Sometimes Anabekayach, there's little letters over there with different shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Rosh Teva. That's the shame of Membez of the Rosh Teva of Anabekayach. And then there's the shame of Ayin Bey, 72 letters, which Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says is based on three psukim and parshas B'Shalach. So there's certain siluf of Oisiyos, meaning it's not just specific words or names. You have to say a whole bunch of psukim, and through that you'll get all the siluf of all the things, with all the details you need, like we'll explain the Siyata Dishmaya in depth a little bit more as he continues and he explains how this Indian works. And we will continue nicely, Levis Hashem. Long distance. At least maybe someone will be on the conference call.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.